supposed to be Norm.
Yeah.
Norm?
This is Mullen and Mullen. Injury law firm ticket stock. I'm Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss, along with Jake, Craig, and George.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, Norm.
Hello, Chubb. Jake.
Where's Norm?
That guy looks like Matt Patricia.
Which guy?
Pink hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of does. There's another doppelganger out here yesterday. Who was it? There's a dude with a beard that I thought looked like Travis Frederick. I don't see him out here today. But I do see a lot of people here today that were here yesterday, treating this as a two-day festival of sports and love, and that's how it all started back in the day. Peace, sports, and love is what it was about. I do have something until Norm gets up here, if it's just us three.
Okay.
We did our AMA yesterday, Junior, and Gordo's not here. Let's have a moment of silence for Gordon Keith.
Come on, people.
Gordo's out with the vid. Cheery tested positive again today.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But anyway, we're in for an AMA. It was me and Junior and Fernando and DJ and Tyler. And someone asked, what are the top drops that are always playing in your head? And, of course, I threw out Norm's, hello. That's always going through my head, hello. But the other one, especially when he was playing here, and now that he's been traded, it's not as fun. But when Spencer Dinwiddie was playing here, anytime I'd watch a Maverick game, Dinwiddie would hit a three. I would hear Jake saying, Dinwiddie. And we were going to have the long-form interview pulled off from the Super Bowl right before we talked to Mike, and then he ended up coming on a segment earlier. I don't know if EA can find that or not, because I think Ham had to go into the Hang Zone Dropbox to find it. Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if he has access to that or not. But that was such a crazy scene. And the question came up as you were eating spicy pizza. What it made spicy? The red, the crushed red pepper on it? Or
I think it has,
or is it jalapeno?
Like spicy sauce.
Oh, okay.
And then spicy flakes, yeah.
Was it really that hot?
Not for me.
You're a pepper belly? You can eat?
Big time.
Would you take his challenge on the ghost pepper chips?
No problem.
You tried those?
No problem. I've done it just at home.
Okay.
Recreationally.
Are you one of those dudes that can, like, take a jalapeno and just eat it?
A jalapeno would be nothing to him. If he can do a ghost pepper?
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, I thought you said the ghost pepper chip.
I've done that. Yeah.
But the ghost pepper, you could eat that?
No problem.
Wow. Okay. But did you throw up after that challenge, too?
No.
Okay. See, I didn't think you did either.
Wait, you threw up at some point.
Yeah, that was on the pizza thing in the studio.
Yeah, the throw-up comes more from volume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the 3 pizzas in 5 minutes challenge?
It wasn't that.
didn't go well.
Was it 2 larges or 3 larges?
It was 3.
And what was the time frame?
I think it was 2 hours.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. It could have been 5, and you're still Ralphing.
How many pieces of pizza is that?
36?
Yeah. Even back in our day, we couldn't have done that, because our pizza eating challenges, usually 20-some-odd would win it.
Yeah, we had an incredible pizza eating contest. We were we were juniors in college. We were sharing an apartment with 2 other guys, and so we go to Mr. Gaddy's in Denton.
Mm-hmm. So great.
And for some reason, each of us had a small plate of spaghetti to kind of warm up the system.
Why?
Why? Great question.
I think to add to the legend after if you won the contest. And, yeah, I had a plate of spaghetti, too.
So they had the buffet going, the all-you-can-eat buffet. So I remember George jumped out to a pretty big lead. He got up on me like 15 pieces to 8. And I'm just kind of rabbit in the hair. I'm slowly eating my way, trying to catch back up. He's starting to slow down like he did in the New Orleans Super Bowl. He starts to sweat a little bit. And he stops at around 18.
Yeah.
And I catch him eventually, and I go past him, 19, 20. I get to 21. Now I'm really slowing down. And our other roommate, Skip, not Bayless, was there, and he said, you got to get to 24 because that way you can say you've eaten the equivalent of two large pizzas. I said, okay, that sounds like a pretty good goal. So I stuffed a couple more pizzas down my stomach, and I got to 24, and he goes, you really need to eat 25. That way you can say you've eaten more than two large pizzas, which made total sense to me.
Logic.
So I ate my 25th, and I stopped. And then neither of us could stand up straight when we left the restaurant. We were bent over like this.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we went back to our apartment and tried to play catch.
Let's throw the football around a little bit.
To throw the football, and neither of us could function. And you could even see, like, in our stomach, it looked like we had swallowed a grapefruit or something.
Or a goat, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful.
Catch.
Yeah. We made a lot of bad choices that night.
But we didn't get sick. We never ate to the point of being sick.
No, we never threw up.
We also had those at Mama's Pizza, and I don't think Mama's you could eat as much because they're
a lot
pizza
of
slices. Yeah,
yeah.
Bigger, it's bigger pizza.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we lived on the Tuesday night buffet or Sunday night buffet at Mama's. Okay, yeah, we got the full back and forth here. This is hilarious, and it still sticks in my head.
I got some pizza for you right now.
Oh, let's go. I'll probably wait until we're done, but, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the best guest I've ever met. He brought us the spicy pizza, the spicy lover's pizza.
Do you like spicy?
Love spicy. I'm a spice guy.
I got a spice challenge for you.
Let's do it.
You sure?
Well.
This is some serious stuff, bro.
Put it out there for me.
Like, look, no. It says you're going to get a gift card once you win.
Okay, let's go. I like pizza challenges. We've established that. What do you got for me?
So I'm going to give you one slice. I'm going to dump the extra peppers.
Oh, this is light work.
Oh, whoa. Bro, he's about to have two more pieces for the show.
Come on. I'm very interested in this.
Come on. Let's go.
Oh, is that it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then he went. But the best part was, as you're in the middle of that challenge, the Mavericks make another Super Bowl week trade, and they give up Porzingis for Spencer Dinwiddie, and that's my favorite exchange is, what happened? Who the Mavericks get? Dinwiddie. Who? Dinwiddie. Why? Don't know.
Don't know. Contracts.
That's what Dan stepped in, I think, just to get rid of the Porzingis contract.
I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but you guys get the weird vibe from him, right?
From
Micah?
The weird vibe?
He's a strange guy.
Oh.
Yeah. There's something there.
I love it, and I'm
here
bet
for
the
it.
House
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
But he's a different dude.
He's definitely different. I got a pretty good vibe from him, though. He seems very fun-loving, freewheeling.
For sure.
Talk about anything. Good mood kind of guy.
He does seem like if he was your friend, you would be going out bowling and then find yourself playing paintball.
Yeah,
he gets distracted and chases a lot of rabbits, you know. Like,
yes.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's go do that.
For sure.
Yeah. Here, I'll buy the five best paint guns you have and we'll just go now. Which would be fun. Man, I wish someone that we were friends with in college would have made it in the league. That would be – how long could you do that just to be a dude in the posse for just to hang out? Play paintball.
It would wear on you.
But if you had nothing coming out of college and you didn't have a good job.
Yeah, what does it pay?
Light responsibilities like picking up the poop from his dog. And I don't know if it would pay anything, but everything would be paid for.
Yeah, exactly. It just pays your expenses.
You would have no expenses. You would just be hanging out and you'd go to awesome parties.
You got a room in his house.
Yeah.
You're eating all his food.
Yeah. You're going to games. You're getting great tickets.
He's picking up the tab wherever you go.
He'll take you to Maverick games, and you just kind of hang out.
I could do that for about 30 years.
See? I don't think it'd be that bad. You probably would get tired after a year or two and maybe start to feel guilty. But speaking of challenges, I think here in like 30 minutes, Desperados is doing a taco.
Yeah. Are we going to carry that live?
I don't know. I think we should. Any interest, Jay?
What's the word?
Taco eating? How many tacos do you think you could eat from Desperados?
You know, time wasters.
Yeah, like, I know. Like you don't want to be sick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking of doing? I'm thinking of entering the contest because I'm hungry, but just eating like two tacos, and that's my lunch, and then I tap out.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You get Desperados out of that deal.
Right.
I don't know. Like if I, like back in our day, even, I don't know how many tacos I could eat.
Yeah.
Like street tacos with the spice and maybe five or six.
Easy.
Yeah?
Easy.
The street tacos are the little ones.
Little ones,
right?
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, I could probably eat like 400.
Okay.
Something like that.
Let's see it.
Roundabout, yeah.
Do you watch on the 4th of July? I mainly watch for the intros for when they bring out Joey Chestnut. That's really the reason that I watch, and the guy who does PA. Like when they actually start eating the hot dogs, and yeah, I watch for George Shea. When they actually start eating the hot dogs, though, I have a hard time watching.
You know what? I used to, but the only thing that I can't really do is soggy. Like I cannot handle the concept of soggy food.
Yeah, dipping the buns.
And the way that they dip the buns.
It's so gross.
That's gross.
That just doesn't work.
The way they're just choking down those hot dogs.
And see, Junior's in this too right now. Like, that's the weirdest part about having a small child is soggy is...
Some of the stuff they eat.
Yes.
You know, spit it back up.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah, she likes to feed me every once in a while. So today she was holding something out for me to eat, and I went over there and I... You know, let her feed me, and it was something she had already chewed and taken back out of her mouth when she gave it to me, and I had to turn around
so she wouldn't
see the grotesque look on my face.
Okay, let me ask you guys this, though. Back to Micah. Do you have any concerns, like, long-term?
About his mental well-being?
Yeah.
Like, while he's still playing or afterwards?
Let's keep it with playing.
Like, no,
I think he's going to be building the whole thing around this guy.
Put it to you this way. I think it's going to be a tough negotiation for his deal.
I mean, he's going to make $20 million a year, right? Him and Nick Bosa will be the highest paid players in the NFL.
Yep.
That's your whole boat. And he's a strange character.
It's a really good question.
And I love him, but...
It's a good question. Right now, I don't... The only thing that's really concerning to me right now is how overactive he is on Twitter and how that could get him into some trouble. But that doesn't concern me about his long-term being a great player here.
Yeah, you're on to something because I got that vibe. He was really nice, funny, but just like the throwing out the foot thing. You know, just to throw it out and then kind of lean into it. And yeah, it shows us his feet. I don't know. There is something that... But maybe that's part of his greatness is that he walks to his own beat, and that's just who he is, and he's not afraid to be who he is.
Do you think he's a potential Rodman-like guy?
You know, I'm glad you said Rodman more than, like, somebody who's actually done something illegal. I mean, probably Rodman did.
Right.
But I don't have, like, the reservations about him that are illegal. But I think he's just a weird dude. I think he's just a really weird guy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you build your whole team around a strange cat, there's something to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just kind of accept the foot thing, and we accept the mom lives with him. The mom lives with him to the point where he's thinking about buying a condo just to occasionally take some time away from her. That whole dynamic's kind of strange. Yeah, you may be onto something there.
I mean, I love him, but...
Yeah, you can't help but love him.
There's something different about him.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure.
All right, that was an impromptu roundtable without Norm. Up next...
Hello.
Somebody. Let's see where we're going. We are going with hot dogs. Let's do that.
I think it's hot dogs.